I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Wednesday, everyone. It is Dom time, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210 and you're in. All right, while all this is happening, all the stuff going on in Washington, the progressives over in Trenton are busy in a lame duck session as they head toward the, not Christmas, the holidays. You can't say Christmas there. So what are they up to? Well, this week they are flying through. They passed today with riveting emotional testimony, so-called undocumented immigrants, people here illegally. They're championing to get driver's licenses. And by the way, there was a lot of testimony that their driver's license would be cheaper, I think only $18, this driver's license, than the driver's license of people that are getting the real ID in Jersey, that whole thing, by like $11 to add to this. And they had a 9-year-old kid testify that he can't get to school. So he takes off school to come and emotionally tell them. Here's a number that jumped out at me, though, okay? In the testimony, they said the New Jersey Policy Perspective, it's a left-wing group, 2018 study, there are 466,000, they say, illegal immigrants of driving age in New Jersey. So not just of illegal, so that means there's probably closer to a million. 466,000 people who potentially are driving illegally because they're here illegally, they can't get a license. And the argument is, this is not only good for them, but it's good for you. Because if they're out there then, and they have that ability, then we're all going to know who everybody is and everything's going to be fine. Now, you know, that's a lie. What it does is it's going back to normalizing, saying there's no difference between being a citizen and having the right to drive. Now, I don't know if this helps to track down insurance or not, if that's a claim. It doesn't matter. It's not making anybody safer. It's just another step toward where New Jersey is going. And surprisingly, Delaware is there ahead of them. Delaware is underrated when it comes to crazy ideas. So this looks like it's going to happen maybe as soon as Monday or Tuesday of next week. You could see a vote on this. A couple of Republicans objected, but it passed overwhelmingly. And they brought on all these people with all these stories that we're all going to be better off if we just let people have something they can't legally have. We're going to change the whole thing because of these numbers. Imagine 466,000 people who are of driving age in Jersey alone that are here illegally. So you got to put the number at a million or whatever. And again, it marches on with Phil Murphy and the gang there, and they just throw out any illogical, emotional argument to make this happen, and just by sheer numbers are pushing it through. I was kind of surprised. I don't know why I thought they had done it by now. So be watching for this. The marijuana vote will probably be up on a referendum. This, though, is moving forward in high speed. They'll get this done before they adjourn. And Jersey will become, I guess, the 15th state where you can be here illegally and still get behind a car and drive and do whatever you wish. It's stunning when you see the arguments, you see the people they bring in and the stories they tell. Again, no one's rounding anybody up, but we shouldn't be normalizing this stuff. That's what this is about. All right, phone lines to get in are 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. We had Colonel Oliver North on today, and that's up on podcast. It will be. And I have the Washington Post story in front of me. He may have had other information. But the guy who, you have to say allegedly, because he was killed himself, never had a court date, but he's the one that killed three U.S. sailors in that classroom in Pensacola. According to an internal report, a Twitter account believed to have been used by the shooter indicates that four religious figures described as radical appear to have shaped the trainees' extremist thought. And this goes back to as early as 2015. Now, Oliver North said the same thing that I've said. What the heck are we doing by putting our military at risk of people like this? We talked a little bit about the provision of being armed on military bases, and the family, to their credit, who's grieving, their son was killed. They are leading a national campaign to say, if you're in the military, you should be able to be armed. It makes sense. If they had been armed, he wouldn't have been able to kill all three of these people. So you have two things here. You have the grieving family, and I hope this gets to Trump's attention. The Navy is standing down this program at this point. But what the heck is up with the FBI / military intelligence that this guy was radicalized, according to this, there's a trail of it, all the way back to 2015. The Washington Post saying it, of all people. The report put forward information that can't explain why his Twitter activity was not previously detected. He came to the United States in 2017 as part of an extended program to become a weapons systems operator. He posted a manifesto. He had all kinds of things out there that were online that anybody really vetting these guys. The bottom line is, these guys have to be, if we're going to continue this program, which I don't think we ought to do. Anyhow, we don't need to do this. Military ought to be armed on bases. It's an obvious thing. B, if you're going to be in this program, you're going to be in isolation. You're going to be here. There's no privacy. We're going to vet you to the most extreme imaginable. Even then, I don't trust it. Why? What is so good about it? A guy arguing with me the other day. Well, you don't understand how the goodwill and all this stuff and the training and the Saudis, if we had a war in the Middle East, allow us to be there and all this. You want to tell that to the families of these three dead? You want to explain all this cockamamie to them? Of how we arrived at this point where a guy apparently crawling with this stuff was allowed to be there in that classroom with their loved one. He's armed. They're not. You want to say that to them? All right, let's go to Eileen. She's in Medford. She's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Eileen, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Very good.
I was just calling. I spoke to your screener about the illegal immigrants getting licenses in New Jersey.
Yes.
Yes. I am opposed to that because, in my experience, many undocumented people do not read or write the English language. So I don't know how you can ride on a highway and read a sign if you can't read or write the language.
Well, right. And, you know, the testing to get to the license, at least in Pennsylvania, I think they do it in many different languages and all the like. Well, you're not going to have that out there on the highways going 50 or 60 miles an hour.
No, I did tell your screener, I do spend time in Naples, Florida in the winter. Many of the accidents on our major highways are caused by undocumented workers because they get on and off the wrong exit. They go the wrong way on the highway because they can't read the signs.
Yeah, you know, on top of which this further normalizes. And here's the thing, Eileen, you're in Jersey. That number by this group that came up in the testimony, that's the major reason I brought it up. 466,000 that are of driving age that are here illegally in one state.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's just one person in the household. You don't know how many other people come along with that particular person.
Right. I mean, that is a staggering number, even for a population center like Jersey. I have to look up how many people allegedly in Jersey. But that's just the drivers. You got to double that to think of the younger children. Yeah, so it's over a million people easily. Well, that's a staggering number. It's not inconsequential. All right, let me give you our little Who Dat Wednesday. Here you go. Here's your first clue. This ought to be a layup. This guy shares a nickname with a character from The Godfather. He insists, we have this on video, he's very well trained in the martial arts, and both his father and brother were governors.
Oh, that's Cuomo.
Very nice. All right, let me put you on hold. You're in the running. Well played. Yes, Chris Cuomo. Fredo. All right, those clues were good. That was a reasonable one. Nice job, Dan. So that's the first. That's the first one on the board. The Brian Stelter one didn't work out quite as well, but it's okay. So at the end of your call, I'll hit you with one of those. 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. So in a cockamamie last-ditch session, what do they do in Jersey? Do they try to address any of the major problems they have? Nope, nope, nope. We have to give another normalization of people that are here illegally. 466,000. That number is stunning of driving age that this would impact. And then the others that are coming up, it's probably over a million people. Let's go to Julian in Lafayette Hill. Julian, welcome to Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, how are you? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Okay, here's the deal. First, I want to thank you for being a patriot. You spoke at our West Point Society
a few years ago. Great group.
And, you know, one of the things I wanted to mention here on this thing, I met Ollie North when he was a desk officer in the Pentagon, but that's besides the point. The deal here is that you realize that even in Vietnam, we had places like Benoit Air Base where we didn't even allow Americans to be armed. And so we let these guys, and this exchange thing has been going on like forever. I had Korean guys attached to my company in Vietnam, and it was like, it was tough. They didn't have the same values that we have. I mean,
But here we're dealing with people radicalized that definitively want to kill Americans, kill Christians. I mean, you know, this is much, much more dangerous. And Julian, they didn't vet this guy. I mean, they dropped the ball. Who is it that was supposed to be doing this? When the Washington Post finds what he did as far back as 2015, it's a ticking time bomb here.
Absolutely. And as I said, even in Benoit Air Base in Vietnam, we didn't allow our own soldiers weapons. Why are we allowing these, as you call them, radicals, and I agree with you, why do we allow them weapons when our own soldiers, you know, in certain cases are not allowed?
Well, he wasn't allowed. Somehow or another, he got a firearm here. That's what's going to happen. The bad guy is going to get a firearm. All right, let me give you a person associated with impeachment. See how you do. This guy is Philly born and raised. He's known for sweating and a lot of spittle when lauding Democrats and frothing at the mouth when talking about Trump. He's one of the principal faces, in quotes, of MSNBC. Who dat?
Is that Nadler?
No, it's not Nadler, no. All right, good try, Julian.
It's not
Nadler. No, he's on MSNBC.
Fit any of those three clues. Maybe the frothing from the mouth.
Yeah, he liked Nadler. I'm a fat guy, you know, trying to not know. It's all right. I don't know. I didn't think that one was that tough. So we have about 20 of them Dan's put together that are associated.
That cover is the best kiss.
There you go. I mean, I thought that was an obvious, you know, the frothing at the mouth. It's not even the sweating. It's just a... All right, 855-839-1210, you get on board. So far, only one winner. Let's see if we can get a few more to put into the hat and determine the winner. And this, you know, Oliver North, they'll be up on podcast, 1210WPHD.com. He said, well, got to say it, that the U.S. military brass did not vet this guy, the FBI. They're cavalier about this, apparently. You're going to throw guys in from Saudi Arabia? The U.S. military, guys put up with this. No, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to be armed. And you're going to put these people that are prone to radicalization. This guy going back to 2015. This ties into the Jersey City story. The police chief there trying to say, we see no evidence of radicalization, terrorism. Instantly, admit it. Your mind goes to it when you see these situations like Jersey City. My mind and gut go to it right away because more times than not, overwhelming number of times, it is associated with that. So this killer who killed the cop and five others are dead, ends up at a kosher market. Kosher market. Now, I know Jewish population, Jersey City might be fairly high, but still. And the police chief says, well, you know, it was random that he ended up at a kosher market after he shot the cop in an ambush. Really? Turns out, black Israelite connection, anti-cop stuff on Twitter, big time, anti-Semitic stuff. He goes off with high-powered weapons. What are they worried about? Well, illegal guns. Now, I'm worried about that we won't call out those among us that want to kill us. And this Jersey City shootout is a perfect example.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.